Many people struggle with anxiety, depression, and negative thoughts, but not everyone chooses to take that crucial first step towards a healthier brain. What if you receive the right text at the right time that could literally change your life? Our brain is constantly rewiring itself based on what we see, read, hear, and even imagine. The more often we think a thought, the easier it is to think, the more likely we are to think it again, and so on. For better or for worse, this is how habits are formed. COPE Notes, that's COPE Notes, guarantees the consistent interruptions necessary to replace old thought patterns with healthier ones. Imagine receiving relatable texts from real people with real feelings just like you. A mix of exercises, tips, and prompts reviewed by clinicians and other smart folks. You can vent, complain, open up, speak freely, text them whenever, whatever. No two subscribers ever receive the same text at the same time. Unpredictably timed interruptions to negative thought patterns. That means you don't have a clue when these texts are going to come in. They just will. And keep your personal information personal, 100% anonymous and confidential. Visit copenotes.com, and listeners of the Resilience Podcast get 10% off any Cope Notes subscription. Simply enter code RESILIENCE and take 10% off any subscription today. Now on to today's episode. Life isn't fair, but it's still good. Life's not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into that trap, the entitlement trap of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it. Get on with it. And yes, most things are more rewarding when you break a sweat to get them. This is the Resilience Podcast, episode 231. I'm Cecil Ledesma, recording live from Austin, Texas. It is so beautiful here. It's Tuesday, November 9th. I'm going to talk to you about some things I've learned along my journey. Most from experience, some I had heard in passing, many of them I'm still practicing, but all of them I do believe are true. Now, they may be truth to me, but don't think that that makes them mine, because you cannot own the truth. So please think of these as signposts, approaches, paradigms that give some science to satisfaction. They are yours to keep, yours to share, personally. Apply it in your own lives, in your own way, should you choose to. Here we go. When in doubt, just take the next small step. Life is too short not to enjoy it. Your job won't take care of you when you're sick. Your friends and family will. Don't buy stuff you don't need. You don't have to win every argument. Stay true to yourself. Cry with someone. It's more healing than crying alone. It's okay to get angry with God. He can take it. Save for things that matter. When it comes to chocolate, resistance is futile. Make peace with your past so it won't screw up your present. It's okay to let your children see you cry. Don't compare your life to others. You have no idea what their journey is all about. If a relationship has to be a secret, you shouldn't be in it. Everything can change in the blink of an eye, but don't worry. God never blinks. Take a deep breath. It calms the mind. Get rid of anything that isn't useful. Clutter weighs you down in many ways. Whatever doesn't kill you really does make you stronger. It's never too late to be happy, but it's all up to you and no one else. When it comes to going after what you love in life, don't take no for an answer. Burn the candles, use the nice sheets, wear the fancy clothing. Don't save it for a special occasion. Today is special. Over-prepare, then go with the flow. Be eccentric now. Don't wait for old age to wear purple. The most important sex organ is the brain. No one is in charge of your happiness but you. Frame every so-called disaster with these words. In 5 years, will it matter? Always choose life. Forgive, but don't forget. What other people think of you is none of their business. Time heals almost everything. Give time to time. However good or bad a situation is, it will change. Don't take yourself too seriously. No one else does. Believe in miracles. God loves you because of who God is, not because of anything you did or didn't do. Don't audit life. Show up and make the most of it now. Growing old beats the alternative. Dying young. Your children only get one childhood. All that truly matters in the end is that you loved. Get outside every day. Miracles are waiting everywhere. If we all threw our problems in a pile and saw everyone else's, we'd grab ours back. Envy is a waste of time. Accept what you already have, not what you think you need. No matter how you feel, get up, dress up, and show up. Yield. Life isn't tied with a bow, but it's still a gift. You get in life what you have the courage to ask for. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. An unexamined life is not worth living. To live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist. That is all. And one last thing. The first to apologize is the bravest. The first to forgive is the strongest. The first to move forward is the happiest. And that's it for the Resilience Podcast. See you real soon.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spent a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.